We're back from recess. We're with Road and Bridge staff, and we are scheduled to have staff departmental update. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Okay, as of today, we're going to give you an update on our chip seal program, where we're at. Currently, we had just under 40 mile that we had slated to do this year. We've completed 23, just a little over 23 miles. So we got about 16 and a half or a little more to finish up with this year. And hopefully, by the end of August, we should have that completed if weather cooperates. We're also trying to keep county tabs on the two line items that we use in our mix and our road oils. And right now, we've spent a little over $534,000, so that's a little over 50% of what you guys allowed at us for them two line items, or right at 50%. So we're running pretty good in that respect. But that's something we're going to kind of have to keep an eye on pretty closely. With the miles we have left to do, I estimate it's going to take about another $250,000 to complete that. And then the hot mix, cold mix, which I'm not sure how much more patching that Harlan and David has yet to do, but I'm estimating at least another $200,000 or a little more. So that's going to put us right up there pretty close to our allotted amount we want to try to use.
Or maybe that's not working.
It's working. It's working.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys have had any questions or any feedback you want as far as chip seal.
No, I just wanted the percentage of the update and where we were at on the budget. Okay. I think that's pretty well answers my questions as far as what I needed to know. I was just wondering where we were at time-wise.
I'm hoping by the end of August we can be getting, we'll be on the short end of it, I think, pretty much, or should be, if everything goes pretty good.
Randy, we are in hopes. By working together and in concert with the county auditor to consolidate the two funds that we have.
Okay.
Which would make it a lot easier to track expenses, and we'll make it much easier picture on where we're at rather than having to go back and forth between two funds to check expenditures and or revenues. So we are hopeful that that will change at least for next year. I believe we can get her done.
One thing I'd like to do is before the end of the year is get these gentlemen a next year's list as far as chip seals, so we have a little more time to do our preliminary work on these roads. That's kind of hindered and slowed us down a little bit. With the flooding and other issues, we've had to shut down our chip seal a few days to catch up on stuff we should already had done, but if we can get a list out there a little sooner, then we can take care of some of this. And, I mean, if we have an idea how much we can do, and we're going to kind of base right now, I'm going to base it off this year's list, try to create another one of similar size as far as mile-wise, and kind of see where we're at. And then we can add or take away from that. But at least it's a starting point anyway.
One of the main things that need, as we talk, we're doing how many miles compared to last year and the year before? We're still in that same range, 38 to 50.
We're actually for it to, we should be 50 or more. 50 and 60 mile would kind of get us on that 5 to 6 year
cycle.
Where we're at this year, we're just under 40. We're still a little bit behind. So it's in a few years we can work that out there. I want to go back and pick up the ones that we didn't get to do this year, and some we had to take off the list, put them on there, and kind of we work out a list from that point.
Yeah. So. Well, that's you know mainly what I want to keep in mind because it's, we need to. If we go too many years over on a road, well, it's the damage is significant, and we end up with a much larger loss than just going in and chipping and sealing it. So, but we did do less miles this year on purpose so that we could know where we were at on the budget. So,
okay.
You guys got anything else on that? On the chip seal?
I don't think I do. I was looking for the budget. Ron was trying to find. I can't find an updated number for you, Ron.
Okay.
But, no. Well, Iowa Colony, I haven't been down there in probably 4 weeks on that road specifically. Have we finished with the widening of that?
We're probably looking at a good 2 to 3 weeks of finishing be ready for overlay.
Okay.
And so that's one of them that is going to play into this line item budget.
Okay. That'd be great.
Another item as far as on chip seal that I want to. We've got one of the last areas we're going to get into finishing up this list is a pro tem area. And we've got about 7.5 miles down there, not including just some minor patchwork that we need to do in that area, which is going to be a long way to haul it, or we need to stockpile it, enough material to do that amount of road previous to that, either at our Hilda facility or another designated area, if that's a possibility. We currently don't have a bid with the Hilda quarry, so it's going to have to come from another quarry over here. So the problem is it's going to be a long haul. And
can we not start stockpiling in our yard in East Barn?
We can. I mean, that's a possibility.
Don't really have room for it because we got the front finally finished off. Put the equipment in and behind. We definitely don't have room. I hate to start stockpiling in for it. I've got a place of protein to stockpile.
Okay.
That's not a problem. We've got a place there already.
There's no one at the yard, you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather not because, like I said, it's going to complicate everything on the yard. And that's what we have a radio set up and see cleanup to be done.
Okay.
We kind of got it usable, and I'd like to keep it like that.
I understand.
Purchase of some more property right around the 76 barn would be nice. I know we had a large acreage offered to us, but I don't know whether we ever got to the point to where we could ask for 5 acres or 3 acres or something like that for storage of stuff that might be close enough or investigate into that maybe to find out if somebody there.
They're at the East Barn.
Yeah, within the boundaries. I know there was a 40 price to us or a 20 or something like that, and that was way more than what we needed.
Yeah. 30 maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, and so that was way more than what we needed for what was using, but we might check into it. I mean, 5 acres extra there would be plenty good to use as a storage facility, and it's always going to be a need there in that area, so we might look into that.
But it's protein, like I said, right now, I've got a place to stockpile down there in the protein. With no problem, I just need that.
Is all your dig outs and everything already done in the protein area?
We've got the majority of the dig outs already dug out. We still got a lot of patches to do back over the top of them, which we're bouncing back and forth. But pretty well everything's protein there. We have to dug out and done all the time.
What I would think, and I haven't talked to, haven't went over that with you any, Harlan, is if we could put, and I know you mentioned the rodeo and things like that that we could do there, that those chips would be gone if we didn't. What I'd like to do is have a certain amount of chips stored at the 7 or there at the facility on the East Barn, just for close hauls or whatever. There's always a time whenever you're chipping, sealing, and you're waiting on somebody to get there with a truck, if you're trying to haul from a location, and then maybe store somewhere else for the majority of it, unless they're all on the other side of the...
Well, see, that's another reason I just seen our storage at shop is still a long ways from protein. That way, if I get a store down there in the area, if they can chip, basically much faster on the chip, instead of having to come all the way back to the shop in order to get their chips. It's not that they can't, but I know them less trip.
Yeah. I know at one time we stored some at the Mark Twain School. There was an intergovernmental agreement with them for some stuff there that, and I don't know whether it was a large amount or not, but we did store there at the Mark Twain School.
The thing about down there, if I stored on Jason, that's that large and very large dirt pile we have there. I can plant a spot and store it, and then whatever's excess, when we get out and clean it up, it just mix in the pile of what we have left. Where if we get to store it in other places, and we'll have to clean up and then more places will come up.
Well, we could either need to make a decision on that, gentlemen, because we're moving right along.
Yeah, I need to get the call.
I think that. He makes a good point about that as far as the cleanup on the location. Although the intergovernmental agreement that we had, I think, with the Mark Twain School was that we did a little chip and seal on their parking lot for the use of the storage, and that was fine. I mean, we checked with legally that can happen. I think we've done that in other locations with schools, but. I'd like to get some stored in certain areas in those different locations, and he has a another location that he we already have some. I think we filled out a dirt agreement or something on, didn't we? And he's got another location, but it's just such a long haul from any quarry we have over here, and we've got this situation I don't even want to go into over here on this side this year. And so we'll haul from this side, and it'll cost the citizens a little bit more, but it's...
You've got to have it.
Got to have it, right.
It'll take one of our end dump trucks at least a week. I anticipate even if we can get 4 trips a day to haul the amount I need to complete that mileage.
Okay.
So.
So it's going to take them one day.
It'll take
four trips one day.
Yeah, I'm hoping he can get four trips in a day. He should be able to. There's no reason why he shouldn't.
And we got two end dumps.
Got two end dumps, but if he just puts one on, the other one could be. He's got to have available to move equipment as they're sealing and and doing that. So we can't really
You can't tie him up.
We can if he doesn't have to move anything. I mean, he can utilize it. But.
On his off days, we might get done early on chipping too, and then I can send the trucks for around. That's why I wanted it in advance as much as I could, because then when they have a moment, they want to get a load to come back.
Right.
And then by the time we get there, we will keep us on the table.
If Harlan, if I remember right, it's was the first year or second year that I was here that we stored on the Pro Tem fuel parking lot. I mean, Mark Twain. What I'm saying is, are they in need of something there that we could do the intergovernmental agreement with?
We did.
Ah.
We did, but I can't remember the last time that we stored there.
Might check that out. I might check and check.
I know
with
we don't
them.
Have a current agreement. I brought one to Frank last year to get a sign. They would want snow removal in the winter if possible, and which we used to do.
Well, that was part of the other agreement.
Yeah, but it's all run out of date.
It's out of date now.
It's out of date. Yeah.
Now, and you've looked in the office over there because there was one at one time that Eugene brought me that was signed that we didn't have record of over here.
Now, the last one I found is well out of date, but I don't have calculated through the
okay.
Which you can locate. That's where we see.
I would say that we have Harlan look at a request there at Mark Twain School, and then also probably if we can store some there at where we have the dirt agreement, and then that way on the cleanup on the dirt agreement, then if we have to clean it up, like you said, we can
just mix it,
with the dirt and use it for a.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That sounds fine to me. I mean, it's the best situation we can come up with. Considering,
well, unless we store at the barn, and I understand that he's
in control. No, it doesn't solve all the problems, so
yeah,
that's probably me.
Let's check on that. Check
third
on
place down there is a central location, which right there would be close to ship all the protein America.
Yeah, and it's nothing out of it's nothing unusual. We did it at the Bradleyville School. We did it at
right.
Mark Twain. So. Go ahead and do that and check it out, and then we'll, I don't know how many loads you want to put. That'll depend on, but we need that done before they start school. Are they in this early school process?
The 18th, I believe, is when they start school.
So we don't want to be in there while they're...
You'll just have to check and see how soon we're going to hit the protein.
We should hit protein area. Week after next, I believe everything goes well.
That'd be right.
That'd be right on. I don't know that that'll work this time, man.
Well,
you'll have to make some judgment calls, Harlan. Just let us know. So.
Let us know.
We're not pulling the boat down Cedar Creek down there. We're getting up to it.
That might be the best thing to do. I think make some adjustments and then. Like Randy said, there are some roads that we took off last year. We may have to adjust the chip and seal list, as long as you don't have the dig outs, is what I'm saying.
Well, there's a couple on that list that we're changing. Two of them weren't ready to be resealed or sealed, and going to require quite too much work to get ready this year. So we were taking them off, and then one that he'd done... several dig outs on. We're going to have to reseal it to hold it. So,
David, you're all right on your side.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anyway, we can make some adjustments. We need to be there before school starts and do something with that if we're going to. And we can adjust once he's done in the area they're in. I mean, we can go to that point and then work our way back and. Which we're only going to be skipping Cedar Creek and Round Barons. We got a couple around Brown Cemetery.
If you do that on the chip deal, I want a separate agreement there where you've got the dirt. Chip and seal agreement with the storage there, other than what the dirt agreement is.
A separate agreement on the chip storage and
yeah.
the dirt pile.
Yeah. If, okay. If we decide to do that part of it there. Don't you think, gentlemen, that keeps us separated? And
We don't want to operate under the dirt agreement. No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Danny is right. It's a separate agreement. That way it's real clean for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
As soon as we can get that agreement signed, then I'd go ahead and start filing.
That's what I'd prefer.
Is it a secure area?
Pardon?
Is it a secure area is what
yes,
I'm wondering.
Sir.
Okay.
It's behind the fence. It's gated.
Yes.
All right.
Next. I'll give you an update where we're at with the hot tank at the Hollister facility. We've had the burners checked out electrically and even test fired them, and they're going to be fine. The only other test we need to do is when we can actually put oil in this and see how it's going to heat, how long it takes. We're going to put a distributor load in there and then turn them on for an extended period. With no oil in it, we could turn them on just long enough for him to do his amperage checks, but we didn't want it to heat up very much, so they checked out in that respect. We've also come up with a plan on how to put a gauge in this thing, and I don't know if any of you guys have been by there lately, but we've built a platform accessible to the valve, bottom valve, that the oil man can get up there, and that's the only place he needs to actually get to. He can load the truck. That's where the gauge is going to actually, where he'll have the readout of the gauge that we're going to put in there. And the guy I've got working on the gauge is actually off last week. Anyway, if he gets it finished, we're going to take a distributor load of oil and put in there, and then we got to do one more test and test fire that and make sure everything's going to work and set the gauge. So that will be able to make it readable and then we're going to do a little bit of a training with the guys that's going to be there at that facility, and plus the oil man, how this thing's actually going to work. So.
Do you want to do that, gentlemen, before we get to everything here? I don't know that we want to do that yet.
Test it, you mean?
Well.
What part did you want to do? We built the platform. I saw that.
Right.
Right.
We're all ready.
And we have an agreement with them for us to use the hot tanks.
Right.
But we won't need them. That's what I'm saying. Until next year, we won't need those hot tanks. And why fill any, put any oil in there with a chance of anything going wrong?
Do you want to delay the test till next spring?
I mean, we can, but there's no way I can set the gauge without an actual amount of oil. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I can run a gauge and do all that on a computer by the measurements of the tank and everything, but without material there to actually double-check yourself.
Danny's point's well taken. If we're not going to utilize that till next year.
Well, I wouldn't say we wouldn't utilize it till next year. If we get caught with a load of oil in the rain, we need a place to go with it, or we got to try to send it back. That was the whole point in getting the tank ready to go. It's just going to be later in the year than we wanted to. But
you're saying you would like to put something in there to test it?
Right, and the distributor load, 2,000 gallon. This oil is the part that remains in the tank all the time, that because you don't want to pump below this level, because then
that's fine.
The part I wanted to put in there. I wasn't talking about putting a whole
tanker
transport load in.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Moving forward with that test, sure.
Right, and then we can check to make sure we get to
good enough.
Good.
That's the part I wanted to put into the tank. So.
Excellent.
Okay. I did find out it's not a railroad car type tank. This is some type of boiler tank, is from our best guess. After we was able to get the lid off, so we can put a gauge and everything in. That's a screw on type lid, so it goes back on there and that remains on there. So.
Be a big asset to us once it's working.
Let's see. This other other item I want to talk to you is the program that the
disaster
This is the disaster recovery jobs program, which
I think I've seen this email to us.
Yeah, I've got it.
In a sense, they would be a help. And the other thing, this program is good to try to help put unemployed people coming back to work. With the FEMA sites and everything that we've got and the type of work, we're going to have to try to get qualified personnel, which that's their duties and responsibilities, is to send what we request for. But they would like to have temporary people for at least 1,000 hours or as close to that, and I don't know that we're going to have that much work consistently. They don't want to bring people in for a month and no right. work and then try to bring them back.
Specifically, they're supposed to be doing what types of jobs?
Whatever we need for anything to help with this disaster we've been in, like the FEMA work. That's all they'd be qualified to help with.
What?
We don't need them.
So they're.
Where would you use them?
The only thing we can use them on is this FEMA work.
Could use them on cleanup.
Use that them on demolition. Part of that
use them
is
on paperwork doing the FEMA paperwork.
Now you can get a person to. Well, no, we can't use them on that. I mean, we've got on the FEMA work, whatever work we put them to doing, you can get an extra person to do their paperwork. But as far as
when the, let me ask. So when water goes down on some of the flooded roads we have now, and there's cleanup, and we need somebody to operate a chainsaw or a certain type of equipment, they could do that.
They can do that.
This program will also pay for that chainsaw.
This program will pay for
equipment
their
up to like $5,000, right?
The equipment used and the material, if we get a rental through them, they would pay for it. But if we utilize our equipment, we can get that paid for through the FEMA.
I say we do it.
What they'll pay for is their labor, so that's basically where we're.
They also will take on all incurred workers' compensation. However, if there's a liability claim, that falls, if I'm not mistaken, to the county's liability.
Our insurance is going to be liable for anything other than the workman's comp.
Okay.
But. We have it in place.
I mean, every week the road, the water's coming down.
Yeah.
But the worst case about them is when they have to work FEMA only.
Right.
Which complicates things trying to.
Which is the flood damage. We had to put them around. Well, the park. The park alone would be, we could help work out the roads, but there's a lot of roads still closed.
And I want to tie it right in with this next deal he's got on here. If we can work out a deal on the KDOT deal, we can put their 1,000 hours in right there on that project almost. That's a FEMA-related project. Isn't that what you're saying?
It's FEMA-related. If we can mediate that as part of the field, we got several of these that we'd like to mediate with them on. Happy Hollow's another one that would require fill. I mean, when this road becomes flooded and impassable, there's no access. I mean,
right.
These people are afraid they're going to lose their access. We didn't create one on that particular roadway. They created their own because it went into another county.
Can we utilize these employees inside of incorporated areas that fall in the county? For example, when the water goes down out of the park, if they're here, would they be able to help rebuild a building or paint the buildings or?
That would be a question. Actually, I got a meeting with the gentleman tomorrow, and that would be some questions I need to get answered. Where can we use these people to utilize more help from them?
These monies, as I understand it, are for counties. So my question is, can we utilize, cities fall within the counties. My question is, can we utilize it within incorporated areas? Because there may be some opportunities to help in those areas where help is needed, where floodwaters have been.
let alone the areas, and then I think we're going to have obviously some areas where we could utilize them, but do they furnish the foreman, or is that part of it, or do we have to do that?
It depends on what you request for. If we request a person, a supervisor category, they'll furnish that type person, operator or laborer. Whatever you request, that's what they'll furnish. They'll screen and drug screen and do all that. Then you also have to request what type of safety equipment you're going to require for them, be it boots, vests, whatever, that type of thing. Most of the stuff we would have as far as the equipment, except for I don't think we would have enough pickups to transport these people from our facilities to the jobs or that type of vehicle. So
will these monies purchase a van?
They would rent. Is what they would lease or rent. Wouldn't be purchasing. What equipment that like one county requested 10 dump trucks, they would rent those or lease them for that period they need them.
Reason so, I'm acting, I know Webster County
that
is heavily involved.
Yeah.
And they're going to be grabbing down $800,000 worth of help.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
One of the we do have some FEMA work that
we don't need it, but I mean
that we could have them do. But I wanted to try to get it to where we could get them continuous work, and that was one of the questions. I don't know how quick the water is going to drop out of some of these areas. Some of these it's going to have to get right down to 660 before we can actually clean the total road, Slough Hollow. Right now, we're a couple of feet away from getting to another one opening up that we can check out. So. I did want to get them in here, and then they get caught up to what we had, and then we don't need them or no place for them to be utilized, because that's we want to be continuous about 1,000 hours worth of work at least, or at least worthwhile.
I've been thinking a little bit about what you Randy brought this proposal to me early. We looked it over. I know he's probably brought it to each one of you individually, but I think we should take an accepted. I think that there's 1,000 hours worth of work in the county that can be done. I think that there's an opportunity for us, if they'll pay for the leasing of the trucks, we may even be able to pay for leasing of some heavy equipment to do that KDOT project if we decide to go ahead with it. Heavy dozers or scrapers or whatever we decide to fill that with. It's going to save a tremendous amount of initial cost. I think we had $45,000 to raise it to $688,000, and we've already, I mean, in my own mind, I've decided we've got to go on up to $696,000 or $694,000 to do that. But I think this will help offset the cost of that project.
If it's approved by mitigated to FEMA, they
approve. If it's a mitigated, and it's already on the list, right?
Right. There's several of them we're going to mitigate through there.
But Boyce Camp Road Project.
Yeah, and Pro Tem, Cedar Creek Bridge area down there. Yes, work I outside mean, that area. See, there's
I
a lot of.
I'll meet with them tomorrow then.
Right. So I think we go ahead. All we need, all they need is an okay from us on a proposal.
What I put in for was actually a couple of laborers, a truck driver, and an operator, because I figured most of these areas, they could take care of them particular type areas, caught up and then assist us as long as we're working on these areas that we can put them right with our people working. As long as they're working on these disaster-related areas, that's all they're qualified to work on.
But the advantage is, why not put in for the equipment? If the other counties are putting in for the equipment, they're going to have the trucks.
We need
rented.
To put in for it.
Yeah.
If we can,
go ahead and put in for some equipment along with it, Randy, to take care of these projects that we're going to have to do anyway.
Well, you can put in for the manpower to operate them, too.
Manpower to operate them and the equipment.
Go ahead, Randy. You.
Some of these are going to be kind of hard to, I mean, how much extra equipment, how long these projects are going to take. I mean, they want definites.
1,000 hours.
That's what I need to talk to them about and find out how definite, because some of these are estimated times.
Each person is 1,000 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's a lot of projects I've got that's going to be just a day and a ton and move on. Don't find questions. I'm going to be trying to keep them lined up.
Some of them, there's ones going to be at least 6-8 weeks time period, maybe from beginning to end. The one structure, the other one may be a little longer out. I mean, fill them out.
The bridge probably is also a
demolition was going on. Maybe demolished stuff wrong.
Yeah. We take two large projects and four men. We can utilize them, utilize the equipment, cut the cost of the project that has to be, because it's all FEMA related.
Disposed by.
I'm for putting in what you can get and going ahead and take advantage of it.
Where does that material go?
I only have one thought about it, is the fact that
provide the liberty to get it there.
One of the main ideas was to allow our own employees to go back to our normal work that it creates us to get so far behind by having to work on this disaster. That's one of the reasons for this program. Was that very reason. So,
I think on my part, go ahead and apply for the equipment.
I mean, if you can, definitely the labor. I think we have work that will. They can keep the personnel busy on the equipment. I know what your concern is. I'm just trying to think if there's a way you can still request the equipment, the best you can in the application. I mean, okay. I just know the east side, because Old Shoals is going down so slowly. There's going to be roads constantly being. There's just plenty of work.
Okay, I'll add some equipment and stuff too there, so we can utilize that. Some of the areas that, as
how
far
soon
as
is
our,
this supposed to come into effect, Randy?
Now, I think. I mean, they want to know all this information right now, and of course, we had to put in stuff. I think a week and a half ago, there was a deadline. We had to have stuff added, and the only thing I come up with was the four people and put together a small crew to help out on a lot of these smaller type projects, because I didn't know what they were going to allow them to work on and keep them here consistently working on, because some of this other is going to have to be mediated again with FEMA to make sure it's a go first.
See, we don't realize how long that's going to take for mitigation.
Right.
And then, of course, the water barrel is coming down, so if you put it to work tomorrow, we're good to use it until we get our ducks on the road on all of it. It's got to all kind of work together. Otherwise, we might have to be able to have sent home a lot.
Right.
And they're not interested in that.
No.
They don't want to bring people in for 2 weeks. They're interested in bringing them in for 6 months. If we need them more, then they would find more people to bring in. They want them to work for 6 months. Then
what
people
would
leave and
they
bring in new people. So,
what's Webster County doing with 50 people?
I don't know.
I don't know where they've got that much water damage.
Well, yeah, it's amazing. When I saw that list, I'm thinking, that's a huge crew.
Right. But I can think of several things that we're not even considering, gentlemen. That's the fill-in of, like, Barker Hole, the one that Williams-Cummings has talked about over there, where we've got a hole with no drainage that will have to take a drain pipe out to somewhere else. Church Road over there is another location. I can think of 1,000 hours worth of work. It's just getting it organized.
Yeah, well, there's two areas that we're going to have to put fill into. Yeah. Keep them accessible, but that's what we got to make sure they're go through FEMA, then they're disaster related. But
this is something I guess I've got to talk to the commission about. But I came to you last week, I think, and talked about the possibility of an environmental study on the KDOT fill. This,
yeah.
as we look at this, that eliminates. We take the $10,000 it would cost for the environmental study and the work from the crew, that if it's approved by mitigation factor, You don't have to do the environmental study. You can haul it in there and have it done.
There would be, that job alone, if we put in for extra equipment, that could be utilized in that may offset quite a bit of the cost as far as what we anticipated.
I think there's enough work on the east side that it could take care of it.
Roads on this that was in the area that was flooded, there are several of them we need to talk to them about possibility of raising and mediating with them. For a lot of that we could do under FEMA. Happy Hollow comes to mind as one. Dale Avenue, Graham Clark, Clevenger Cove, K-Docs on your side, and Barker Hole, that's a pretty good long area. Church Camp, Castle Rock. So we have several that we need to talk to them about, try to mediate out and see if we can correct some of these so every time we get in one of these events, we don't have end up with 20 to 30 road closings. Some of these may be doable, so we'll find out how many we can get through there. We can utilize and this possibly.
I understand that you got their name on the list. You just got to go show them the project and mediate it out. Okay.
Right, and so that's people that represent communities. Okay. Anyway, that's where we're at with that, so a little more discussion. Where am I at? That kind of I had the KDOC fill area because that was one part. The reason that was in there was we was going to have to mediate that, and then where you wanted to be with the if we were after going to have to do an environmental study. Are you thinking we're not going to do the environmental now?
Not if we can get
if we can make this work under the mediation. What elevation do you want to go to then at that point? If,
Six, I think, is what this event called for.
Okay.
If it is mitigated, though, remember, I believe the FEMA pays, they still require, if I don't remember incorrectly, they require an environmental study.
They would have their own people, I think, do that.
Yeah.
Does. I mean, they have their own environmental, like this structure. That guy goes down.
It'd be a savings to us.
Yeah. So, okay, I didn't know if you wanted to change that height of that or.
We would need to change the height, but what I'm saying is when we change the height, we could possibly receive all the benefits of what you're talking about. They do the environmental study for us. We save the $10,000. It was. Not to exceed. We also take advantage of this program. There's several things that work in our to our advantage there on that situation.
Okay.
One of the things, Randy, that you might apply for if that mediates in
Do
is
that
you
work with them on Monday
to haul that stuff from on top of the hill down there.
Well, that is on. That was an item. I didn't know how hard that would make that or difficult for them to find. I mean, that was kind of a thought. One way of getting to haul that material from along that road.
It's there close.
It's close. So.
Okay. I think this is. I've made each one of you gentlemen a copy. I'll move on to these outgranted roads. This one.
didn't list the names on it, but.
You guys, well, I've already.
You guys already have a copy of this map, so you can look at it. All of these roads are roads that are county maintained that fall on the Corps property, and the Corps also has all this information. So this is basically the completed list of outgranted roads. This is the list of the roads. This also includes the,
is that this?
Park.
We're good. Great.
This is basically the outgranted roads. Met with the Corps several times. You gentlemen met with them even on site and reviewed a few areas. This is basically completing that and trying to get this done. And right now they have the list. However many people needs to look at it, so.
Now, is this without the elimination of 5 or 6 that was questionable that we looked at?
No, I've eliminated anything that was questionable. One of them was the road went in and out of private property, and actually the road didn't even lay where part of it was platted, so I took that one out. The other one we don't maintain. Just goes to a private residence, doesn't go to the lake. So that's the things I've eliminated. The rest of these on here are basically roads that they've requested us to do maintenance. River Run comes to mind, which is on the other side, goes up to the dam. They requested greater maintenance once a year, so it's on here. Everything else is a county-maintained road or portion of road or will be.
River Run? You mean on the far side?
On the far side, the gravel section.
We do. We do work on that road?
They requested that we do.
We haven't because it's underwater right now.
Jim, they came to us
2 years ago.
2 years ago and requested that we at least grade it once a year.
Just
I'm a little bit confused about the number of roads I know you've taken in, but is this, have you visited with John Heiser on this at all? On
yes.
This number of roads?
Well,
because I thought they had 33.
Well, don't go by this object ID number. That's just, that's not the, there's not 70 total.
It's 59.
It's 59.
Okay.
And some of these are they're laid out in two different segments. It's just when we sent them the initial list and then they sent back their map list, we reviewed it and back and forth. But, yeah, I visited with him. That's who I sent it to first. I had him review it, and he sent it on to whoever needs it next and reviews.
Okay. Randy, the Yoakum Creek Road, how far down does the county go?
All the way to the water. That's where most of these...
County road goes all the way to the water.
We go all the way down to where the people are accessing the lake on most of these county-maintained roads, or all these. We always have graded them. And it varies depending on where the water level is.
Right. Does the county ever, or is that a program that we're talking about in these particular areas that we help with access to put boats in? Would that be one of the spots that...
We, Yoakum Creek is going to be one that we're going to create a better turnaround, a better parking area, and better access that people, similar to what we've done with these three, four others, it's going to be one, as we get time and money's available to do that. I mean, we can't do them all at one time.
I didn't want to obligate. I didn't want them to feel that the county was obligated to do a certain percentage of these, because I wanted them three or four projects a year as available.
Well, let me continue. Okay. We'll continue on my thought. In the areas where we're going to do that, potentially, can we use this other program and employees and equipment to help get that done since it's been underwater? No. It's been underwater.
Well, it's been underwater.
It would have been in better shape if it hadn't been.
It's not really
your imagination, Randy.
Kind of making that a little tough there. I don't consider it a disaster type situation.
You've never backed a boat in there, have you? I'm sorry, go ahead.
If I thought we could utilize them on that, we probably would, but that, I don't know how I could word that and describe that to them. So.
Let me come up with some words.
What are you doing tomorrow? I need to meet with this Jim Weatherly, and that's the guy that you have the letter from. I need to meet with him tomorrow to discuss this work program.
Is he going to be here tomorrow?
Yes.
How late you guys going to be here? All day or We need to get as much as we possibly can, and if it on this, if we have any of those major problems, when's the guy? Is that the FEMA man?
I'll meet him tomorrow. The FEMA girl, and then she's bringing mitigation with her tomorrow. On these spots, we've already got located a bridge down there, the two bridges in Propane, and then a couple more.
How about Bull Creek? Our Blanchard Road.
It says a FEMA site, but I mean, we're not. All we're doing is just basically keeping the road open. We're not.
I'm not talking about on the FEMA site stuff that needs to be mitigated if we need to.
I got a question. As much
we're
as
not
that,
really mitigating that one.
As much as that costs to continually repair it, can we pave it? Would it hold? Would that work under this program? No.
I don't know how you would hold pavement on it. We can't hold anything else on there. I mean,
you'd have to put in a lot of shot rock, probably come up quite a bit, and I'd have to have a big hole in there if it hits on such a grand page.
You can fix it, but you're talking about rechannelizing part of the creek because of the islands out there that's caused a lot of this erosion, raising the road up to the previous elevation of where the most of the field location was, you might hold this. But it would take, you're talking some major fill, some major material type thing. So right now we're just trying to reclaim what we've had to do to the road to keep the road open, remove the trees that's eroded, that type of thing.
If we brought in the people through this other program and the equipment by leasing it, that'd be a heck of a project, wouldn't it? I don't know if they would even qualify. It's just...
It would be a very large project.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Randy.
So that's... I had a lot of questions about this program, so that's the reason I... See if you guys were available or wanted to also talk to this gentleman tomorrow. He's going to be here at 9 o'clock.
He says he's going to be here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
In our office.
Okay. My main interest is the combination of the two things, the mitigation person and this person here about the program, that they're both on the same day, but actually we need to know about the mitigation procedure before we can answer the questions on the program.
That's true.
So that's where we're at with it, Ron. That's the reason I think if maybe one of us could be with one of them and the other one, then we could kind of make a decision on how. What I'm thinking is go for as much as you can on the thing to. We're going to get. We got to do the bridge, and if it's a FEMA project.
You talked about the one down on Cedar Creek Pro Tem.
Pro Tem. This other deal, as a matter of fact, John Heiser or somebody told me, I think that the KDOT project is a FEMA-related project. If we can get that thing in there, we can use a lot of equipment that'll be paid for by FEMA funds in this project. We might as well do them, gentlemen.
Okay. Should know more tomorrow after talk of mitigation, because they won't exactly determine that he's the man that files it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long it takes for him to get the replies, but you should know a lot more about it.
Will you need the KDOT, will you need the engineering plan of the KDOT deal of what we had planned?
It would have to be engineered.
I've got that.
It's engineered. We got it already.
It's engineered. I've got that.
I understand what they'll require. They'll require the engineering, or I think study with the Corps. They got their process of doing things like that.
You guys, if you feel comfortable trying to handle it yourselves, or we need somebody to assist? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about somebody that can get the job done for you. That would be.
I know we're going to put the size and the mitigations. That's the power of those who are.
Yeah.
That's all I'm sure of.
You're going to show them the sites on the Tabor Rock also?
I'd like to show them all of them.
Okay.
That deal at Cleverture, I wonder if they, do they participate in the possible buying of the property?
On which one now?
Isn't it Cleverture where we'd have to buy up where we put the temporary road in?
No, that's Bell Avenue.
Yeah. Would they participate in something like that? I mean,
I don't know.
Not in buying it, not through this program, right?
Not buying the.
Not,
I don't think they're going to do that. No.
But they would provide labor, they provide equipment.
You're talking about state, he was talking about FEMA.
Huh?
If FEMA would buy land on Bay Avenue.
If we bought it, and they would supply.
You mean in the? You're talking about the buy it? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about this Dale Road where we had to.
I know where it is.
And if we can get personnel from FEMA, if we had to purchase the property that would build the road
through this program.
Through this program. Somehow Webster County's using 50 people. They've got a lot of work, man. Yeah.
And I don't know on what.
Yeah. Well, Dale Avenue, for instance, do we want to fill Dale Avenue itself on the where it exists, or do we want to move the road to where he built the access?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the question. If we can get it paid for through this program, I'm for moving the road.
So we have to buy the property, right?
Sure.
The guy's not going to give us the property.
Yeah, I've already talked to him about it, Mr. John.
Who receives the property down below when we vacate it? Does he?
Part of it, you'll have to keep an access for that lift station. I mean,
I don't know exactly how that does work.
We're talking about building us above it. I mean, you won't quite go where the new road is, be in between the two, but you'll need that slope down back into the existing.
Right, part of it we'll have to retain for fill.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a question. I don't know. Maybe we can talk about that this afternoon when we talk to our council to see if they can research it for us.
I mean, why would we have to vacate it? Or I don't know that you would. Could you retain that?
Get another.
Yeah, I mean.
We're not going to get much money in that way.
No.
Lower part for the field, for slope.
Right, for the fill area. And we're not talking a great, I mean, it's got to be high enough that it takes it out of the flood stage, but. Yeah. Okay. What else we got?
What else do you have on that list?
More Bend guardrail. That is scheduled for August 15th. The guy will be here with the truck to do that particular job. We've already got a crew designated.
Sorry, Randy, what did you say about guardrail?
They're going to start in August. It's already a bid project.
It's already been bid.
Okay.
We just had to slot an opening. This Drew Corporation company thinks they can do this in one day, drill them 50 holes. They're really fast and really good.
Mark?
But I'm thinking it'll take a couple of days anyway. Which is going to be fine.
Yeah. Are we going to have safety precautions, signs, and all this stuff up? Are you going to coordinate the culvert? I mean, not the culvert, the guardrail at the same time?
I'm report on everything that,
okay.
What you're doing.
Shouldn't be too. We'll remove the rail. The post that needs to be drilled won't be any problem because most of them, you'll be able to pull out by hand anyway, or they'll fall over. He'll drill the hole. We'll insert the post back. We already have the post and the rail, what's needed. We're only going to need 2-3 pieces of rail. The rest of it will go right back up. But we'll have to coordinate people in front and behind the truck as he drills the holes to reinstall this and cones and all that.
My main concern is I don't want to have an open space or anything there because there's a lot of people live down that road. It's right. The summertime. It's getting close to Labor Day. There's a lot of things to consider. I don't want somebody driving off that in there. I don't know whether we need to stretch a temporary cable or anything.
Well, actually, we can have the rail. We're not taking the rail down except where he's needing to drill the holes, and then the rail goes right back up.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to leave any openings or gaps in it.
That's
we're going to schedule our crews to be there when he's there drilling. We'll take down what he needs. And
as long as you got it taken care of, I'm fine. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
The culvert on Buchanan is currently being worked on today to try to install that, and David can give you an update where they're at with it.
I haven't
talked
to about them, but.
They located the 6-inch water line. It's about 4 feet deep. We'll be going approximately 8 inches to a foot above it.
You're talking Buchanan Road?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm ready now. Sorry.
They did test dig it to find out where that 6-inch water line was. It is live, but we are going to be enough above it. It's going to go in fine. They will be getting close to the 16-inch water line on the inlet side of it. But that's going to be, once they get it in, it'll be concreted around it. The concrete will be just like it is coming down that ditch.
Right.
It won't be.
When do we think about doing this?
We started this morning.
Okay.
We did the test dig yesterday.
School starts in 2 weeks.
That's why we was trying to get it all done this week. And I didn't go back up there just before I came over here, but hopefully we'll have it in tomorrow, all of it.
Great.
Probably get a half of it today. They do have to break some rock to get it in.
Okay.
and a little bit of ditch work. Remind me where that road is.
Are you that proper? Are you supervising that particular ditch?
Mr. Lowry's up there, and I've been up there with him, but yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got the right.
Where? We went up there. I even had Randy come this morning. We set up transit to get the right slope.
Okay. I'm fine with it, Dave. I just wanted to make sure that while you're doing this.
We coordinated with the water district. He knew when we were starting, and he come tested that 6 inch.
Okay. I'm fine with that. He's coordinating it, and he can take care of it.
Yep.
You all right, Jim?
You're right.
We have one more question with this, and this comes from the property owner that asked, are we going to clean up the rock and debris and all that down on his property? And I didn't have an answer for him. I told him I would be meeting with you gentlemen.
Have you seen the debris down, the pile that's supposed to be down by his pond?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
Is that flood related?
All I see is a ditch.
Not in. And you see the ditch goes down, goes behind right. This shed back there, behind. And it's supposed to be a pond back there.
I've not been down there. I do not know how much.
No.
You hear Helen?
Yes.
Hey, yo.
Randy's ignoring me.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can
you look?
I will.
Okay. What? Many types of floods.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's
your list?
That's his list. Okay.
Well, I got a couple other items, but
we got our own list.
They're not on that one, but it plays into scheduling our fall and winter work. I mean. And it pertains to if a position gets filled, and I don't know if we can discuss it.
Well, let me say this. Jim's got a couple of items. Ron probably does, too.
I wrote down everything we've talked about.
I think next week or a couple of weeks, we need to have another
is that in the flood?
Meeting.
About the what?
Broden Bridge crew here and where we're at, but we've got a lot of stuff going on right here, right now.
Okay, so to answer your question, Randy, we're going to get a list of names next Monday, share with each other about a road bridge possible top four candidates. Then we're going to schedule interviews after that. So
okay.
I think we're moving forward to have maybe a name at this rate in the month of August. We'll have a person.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I was thinking.
Well,
would that help you with your timeline?
That'll help. But what I didn't want to do is schedule a bunch or coordinate a bunch of work. Because some of this stuff we need to start coordinating now as a little ahead of time. I didn't know if we bring somebody in, if that would totally change or how that was.
Not if you're presenting it to the county commission and before they get here, it'll go just exactly like you've got her set.
Do we need it? Who wants to buy it?
Two, probably.
That is something that was wanted a long time. Is there a big one right at the particular instant? Not particularly, but the price is so cheap.
That belonged to the state? You said
that comes to the military. That's military surplus.
It's a Missouri surplus.
Military
but
surplus.
But it's military.
Military surplus. The price is so cheap, if you deem buy it, we could use it from time to time, but more than say more money comes back and start a large road project, that same machine would be about $320,000 new. So it'd be beneficial if is purchased now. That is something you gentlemen think about.
What did you have? 11-4 on this one?
11-4 on either one of them. One's got 1,800 hours, one's got 2,200 hours. That's just real low hour machines.
I think after your meeting tomorrow might make a big difference in whether we decide to do something like this or not. Get one of those projects.
Or say, K-Dog project, pretty well paid for it right there. Like I say, I've just food for thought.
Where we're at on this, Ron, so you kind of get updated, you and Jim. When we did the Swan Creek Bluff project down there, we leased big
D6s
and things like that. This is ownership versus lease.
We have a couple of different times. We leased two or three times D6s.
Did we do it on Buchanan out there too?
No.
But how can we use it?
Just on big projects, but with this,
we used a little bit.
Class,
finishing out the lease, finished out part of the lease with it up there.
$1,100 or $11,000. You could take it to Tom Barr, and that's the real issue with this thing here is you could buy it and have it available to use whenever we needed it.
It don't need nothing sitting there. We paid a lot of money out of lease on D6s in the last 10 years. And I realize about this particular instance, we're not building big projects like we have been. But I say KDOT will pay for it right there.
Let's look and see what we do on this FEMA project before we make a decision.
How soon for you to know?
I haven't even called Jim that come in on email, and just a thought occurred to me, so I was going to bring it for you.
Why don't you call and see if it's still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down off Y Highway, Randy.
Right now?
You were working with the sewer district on a parcel of property down here that had been flooded.
Actually,
the water ran down and brought materials and dug a ditch. And
actually, I've got a letter here that I need to see what you guys want me to do with. I did meet with the sewer department, looked at this, and give you an opinion how to alleviate the problem or fix it, and also landowners. And then they were going to meet. He was going to schedule a meet with you guys, and I don't know whether he did or not, but then that email kind of gives me an indication to proceed, but it's nothing I can actually proceed with.
The gentleman came in here, and he talked at length about the destruction to his property and that the project down there, in fact, was the cause of the destruction of his property. Mm-hmm. Sewer District, it was their project. The contractor obviously was Snyder and then whomever else they've had. But it was this commission that asked that you guys take a look at it to see if there might be a remedy that would satisfy the problem.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping that cooperation.
My thinking is if we can do it rather inexpensively, it's going to be the sewer district that pays for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it can be fixed with not a whole lot of cost and just a couple pieces of equipment. There's enough material there to do it, almost enough material. I mean, in my
guys,
opinion,
can
to alleviate
we have
some of the water.
Taking care of this problem?
Yes.
Let these guys and
take care of it.
Work it out with the sewer district and move forward.
Let's
fix it.
That's what I need. The meeting we had got canceled, and so that's what I needed was what direction are we going with
this?
Talk
with Suti and let's move forward.
Okay.
Let's fix it.
Now there is another one pertaining to that, and which pertains to a private drive. Do we also want to include that?
Is it directly related to the sewer project?
It's got a manhole with a easement up to this on this gentleman's property, and I think it's pertaining with the driveway. I need to find out from John.
It's not the same problem. It is the same problem.
Well, no. There's two issues. River at one problem. This other one's a little farther down the road. It's two separate problems.
Was it something that was caused by the sewer project?
Evidently. Now, I haven't looked at the driveway problem.
My suggestion is that if it's created from something they did and the sewer is going to claim responsibility and pay for it,
okay.
It's not major.
That's what I want you to do is get
take
with
care
that,
of the people.
Get with Suti, go and see if we can furnish the manpower, and they can pay for it. That's what I've been looking at.
Danny's aware of what that road is.
Is that Darla?
But Jim Jewsbury has called me and contacted me about that.
Yes.
The
problem that the sewer,
yes,
and the highway
has been
working on.
That's Darla. That's that culvert issue.
The one that they've done some, making the water do a 90-degree turn, and they've rip-wrapped it, and they've done a bunch of stuff.
They've done a bunch of stuff.
Around
well,
now the sewer, sewer
they've done everything except do anything to the actual Darla Road and change out that culvert. The states went in and worked on property a little bit.
Okay, so
their
that's,
right
the, that's the one.
The state seems to think they've done their share. It, based upon what this gentleman told me on the phone twice,
wow,
and now I've got an email, and I thought, I'm not aware of it, so.
I just remember we couldn't, the problem was they upgraded 248 and did the sewer project almost simultaneously that we don't know who caused the problem.
Didn't we talk about this before, and you said that it could be run across or down?
Well, basically,
you made some comments about it.
Do you know what we're talking about, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No,
the culvert's...
you don't.
The culvert's going to have to be changed under Darla and increased in size to alleviate this, and then also continue work just a little bit downstream from this.
We're going to create ourselves a big problem when we fix this problem.
What's the problem we're going to create?
The water stream downstream from where it's at now. They're wanting a different culvert put in there when we didn't have the problem until the work was done out there by the state and
by the sewer department. We're not
sewer,
sure.
Sewer department. So we don't know who caused the problem, but this thing has been a topic of discussion for 3 years now.
It's not a county maintained street either.
Yeah.
It's a public street.
See, yeah, it's not a county road. I mean, it's not county maintained, so I can't figure out, unless you're just the new guy on the block, if they think that they can call you and get us to do something on
it. Well, they've called me, and I've got us talking about it. I can easily tell them no. I just need to know what to tell them.
You're the new kid on the block. They're calling now. So
call me Junior.
Right here. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
It has a 90-degree angle on the culvert's underside.
So there's no easy remedy to this problem. That's what we're
well,
saying.
Well, right? It's a problem that you're going to continue to chase right on downstream, because not just with the culvert here, you got every property on each side of this is claiming damage. We got a guy there with retaining walls that said the culvert won't carry it, the water come over the roadway, and he's got. And well, I took pictures and met with Chuck out there. Yeah, different. So there's several issues all up and down this area.
When it's switched,
you see it.
Met with Chuck.
When it's fixed, we're going to automatically receive phone calls from other property owners wanting to know what we're going to do about fixing it. It's not even a county road.
You got to help him get a sense of
it. Here's the top view. It's right here. There.
You got to work on it.
Yeah.
It's right there, and as the water goes,
and the water continues
right
what?
Here.
Give me a thumb kind of
grabbing. Yeah. And it comes over here. So it hits this green area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this guy is going to have issues.
Uh-huh. That guy's the next
park
guy.
Issue, and these people.
Right.
And then right on downstream, you'll hit it again when you get down here.
Can't take it across the road and let it go somewhere else.
Don't just continue right on down here.
I haven't really looked at it, though. I don't know where.
I don't know what to do.
I do. I'm having to call you next time.
See? I've been out there with them.
Yeah. We've all been on site.
Okay.
I
brought it up.
I can't. Well, I know one thing. The county commission didn't do anything. It's the sewer department or the highway department.
Well, that's who they need to go to then, right?
Yeah.
But they're doing this and saying, these guys fix it. Having these guys fix it.
Off of Bee Creek Road,
next road,
Kendall Road, and Deerfield.
There you go.
You brought that up earlier. Mm-hmm. The folks out there are complaining about speeders and how dangerous it is to come off Deerfield onto, I believe, Kendall. There's a loop there, Kendall. I said they're flying through there. What you had suggested this morning is we have a
It's over off Bee Creek.
I don't know where Deerfield is in Bee Creek.
Yeah, it's the next road. It's Big Loop.
Is it right after you cross the bridge?
No, it's farther up.
A little bit further.
Go up quite a little way.
Back last year, we put a speedometer gauge thing out there off of Fruit Farm Road to try to... Can we put something out there for a speed miser for these guys?
We could try that. That's something that we need to look in. See if we can get a better unit than the ones that we have. They don't even, you can't even take a decent traffic count with them because the battery will go dead on it too quick. We need something that we can put out there that you put out there for a week.
We've talked about that.
These will run dead before he gets back out there. He tried taking the last roads you guys requested counts on. He had a horrible time trying to get that.
But it worked. And, that's the thing. We sent that thing out there. The lady was so proud. She called, and after she was so upset, she called and congratulated us for trying. Yeah. And that's what you got
to
do in these.
But do we need to get in a unit, get rid of these two?
Yeah, these two are a problem, and I don't want any more like this. Yeah. They should make a better version of this that can also do what you want.
Get a price on a good one, and let's sell the other two. If we can get anything for them.
Put them on that surplus list.
let's try to have Ron surplus them out.
Weren't they caught in the flood?
Throw them in the water. Randy, can you get a price on that? Because, I mean, we need a better unit.
Work with me.
I think last time it was a peg pain because the battery's always running. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it must have been in the water.
You want to try to set one of these up there for a day or so, though?
Yeah, I mean, we can use them now. We could try that and see.
Yeah, sometimes let's go ahead and set one out, and then at the same time, let's find a replacement. David, if you don't mind doing that.
I actually have an address. The lady that lives at 227 Deerfield, that was the only one I got. And I don't know if the last name was Frost or Schrost.
You'll need to.
That's all I got down in that conversation.
You'll need to set it in somebody's yard that will be responsible for it. That's what we found when we set
it. Apparently
she'd
come
there.
Off the Deerfield and almost got hit twice, and then somebody else did.
They had to be talked to.
They called the new kid.
I didn't think you could either, but
yep, it's named that because of the speed of a deer.
Hey, get some feed there.
I said we'd look into it.
All right.
Nope.
Next thing.
Go.
Danny wouldn't bring up Bear Road.
The entrance of Bear Road. I took a beef out to Reinhardt's the other day, and it's all busted up just as it enters Reinhardt Road. Or I guess it's that Reinhardt that goes around there.
Well, just, it'd be Sherry View, actually, that
part. Yeah, Sherry View, but it's really, really busted up. And, oh, boy, the reason
that's
I know...
the one on the corner.
Yeah,
and
it's kind of a little bit of a dip before you start up the hill, and where that dip's at, I don't know whether it's trailers or what, but it's broke up pretty good all along there. The old boy was turning up, and he was slowed way down, and I got to looking at it, and I thought, well, I better let you boys know about it. That's been a month ago or so, or 3 weeks ago.
I wasn't used to it. I had to pace myself. Okay, that one done? Next one. 116F, Ameland District. Randy, I'm going to go take some time this week to go out there and visit. They're interested in buying a parcel of land out there so they can put a new ambulance.
Okay.
Barn out there, and they have a preference area, but I want to get with you and make sure that that's not going to hurt what we're doing out there, and kind of making sure that can kind of get along with everything else we got going out there.
Okay.
Okay.
One thing I want you to look at, and you guys know more about it than I do, but when the state let us have that, did they have anything? Any limitations on what we could do with it for selling it or anything like that? Do we need to look that up?
When did we get it?
It's been several years
ago.
97, 8?
I think it's 96 or 7, somewhere along in there. Because They started moving you guys over there, and there wasn't enough room.
Okay, I'll see if we can't find the deeds, all that stuff, see if the contract was. Next one, road petitions. Kathy had asked a while back, what are we doing with road petitions? My thought is, are you guys getting a lot of requests? Are you getting, I mean, we've got a list of names here, people are interested. But what are you telling people when they say that?
Right now, we tell them to go ahead and fill out the petition, but right now they're pretty much on hold or a moratorium till the budget looks a little bit better.
Okay.
And we can't give them an answer other than that. You can petition it, we can review it, but then it may be a while before we get a chance to for you guys to decide to take it in or whatever you decide.
All right, so what do you think about November? We'll have a really good idea by then.
Review, we'll know where we're at money-wise in November.
Okay. And we've got a list. I mean, Kathy's provided a list. I assume this is a copy of them all, the roads.
We've got several.
We got last year, Jim.
Right now, we got several on hold that you guys haven't reviewed. There's several.
Right. Yeah. There's about 10 names on the list.
Yeah.
That's the way we did it last year, and we took the mileage. We ended up taking everything that was there, but we started off with a certain
number of miles we were going to take.
Number of miles with a certain amount of cost, and took it into. And I think that's what we need to do again this year, in November.
Okay, November. Look out in November.
Opening morning of deer season.
All road and bridge staff required to be there.
Yeah, all road and bridge staff required on site.
Mandatory.
It might be flooded, but then we might not be able to get here.
Yeah. I'd like to see some water of some color.
I'm having to drive around a detour now, so it may be a while.
You think we can start an irrigation system out of Bull Shoals? And
I believe we're there.
I need some help, gentlemen. Currently, when the county takes in a road, do they have to meet minimum standards?
No. They can't meet our current standards. Most of them, that's the reason for them taking them in. It's how many people are
going. Some of these are newer roads.
Well, no, some of them are newer roads. I put a cost of what it looks like it's going to cost Taney County to bring them up to a reasonable standard. Some of them, the newer roads may require repaving, and I'll associate a cost. So these, you guys will know.
Well, prior to the time we hear these, are we going to talk about what standards the county is going to consider before they accept roads?
They've already got them.
Just asked them.
I know we've already got them. I don't know if we adopted them.
Now, a lot of these are prior to that adoption of that standard, so they won't be required to meet that. Some of the newer ones will be, yes. So
I'm interested in meeting a certain standard before I say yes. Let me put it that way.
And Ron, whenever you said newer roads, those are some of them that we get in the biggest trouble on.
I see a couple here that are relatively new subdivisions that are in.
They're covered. You don't know what's underneath them. And whenever you get in there in a couple of years, they go to busting apart, and we hold the responsibility.
Here's a known dedicated right-of-way of 30 feet.
I'll take two, please. All right, that's all I have on my list.
What do you guys recommend? Another meeting in 2 weeks because of all this stuff we talked about in FEMA and okay, and this project, or another week?
They don't meet it?
Yeah, however long it takes them to figure out which ones they're going to mitigate, I guess. I mean, how long will it be before FEMA tells you they'll do one?
I don't know.
I think we'll make you be happy with that. Send in for an initial paperwork.
Let's do 2 weeks, then, Jim. Don't you think set up a schedule?
That's what I'm looking right now, sir. And we
be on the 15th?
August 15th, and that would seem to be fine. I'll have the ladies set up another
block
sessions.
There's a pre-bid meeting already set for that day. I wonder what that's about. Is that
All I wrote down was pre-bid meeting.
For what?
I don't know.
For when?
15th.
You guys,
Platt cabinet opening. That's for the bid's office.
We've been an hour and a half on this. I'm getting hungry.
I'd say at least an hour.
Two doesn't hurt.
Just set 2 hours in.
I'll send a note right now.
I can always let out early.
Yeah.
All right.
Go eat some grub.
Recess until 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Nah, we got a meeting with these guys at 1. I see it right here on the agenda.
We're supposed to recess. We're for a long.
What is it? Energy? Ah, great. Thank you, Rick. We'll stand in recess until 2 o'clock.
All right.